dig it. Too long since I had to fire that up on the iPod this weekend. Some Black Crowes, which I remember in my days in rock and roll radio, which a lot of people might be new to the station. So I came from a couple decades of rock and roll radio before I moved in back in 2007 here at Bigler Broadcasting. In 2009, we launched FM Talk 106.5. But yeah, you used to say the skinniest band in all of rock and roll music. The entire band weighed 200 pounds.
No problem going up or down elevators for the Black Crowes.
The lightest per musician of any rock and roll band.
I saw them open the Daytona 500 about a decade ago. And, of course, Daytona 500 coming up next weekend.
That's cool.
Of course, they played Hard to Handle.
Yes.
I think they had one or two songs, and then it was Fire Up Your Engines, Boys.
There you go.
That was a good time.
Well, that's Hotel Illness, and we'll get to that. Floating Hotel Illness can you imagine, you just heard the news update, you're quarantined on a ship because of coronavirus, and then you contract coronavirus.
Oh.
Makes the norovirus maybe seem like child's play. The norovirus is usually what hits the cruise ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets intestinal issues, we'll put it that way. This is the Pearl of the Pacific, or what, I don't know the name of the ship, but it's quarantined.
I'm not leaving my room if I'm on a cruise ship.
But if it's
quarantined.
Yeah, but if it's everywhere, and it says the people that are quarantined, they are coming in to bring them they went from their, you know, sumptuous meals or whatever on the cruise ship to just like, somebody said, like prison food is being delivered by, can you imagine the people that have to work there that are on the cruise ship have to deliver these meals, and they're wearing like hazmat suits.
Mm-hmm.
So you got something like, from what was that movie, Outbreak or something, where you have those people in those suits coming in to serve you your meal.
Oh, so, man. I wonder if they airdropped the food onto the ship, or if they had all that.
It's in New Jersey. It's sitting there like.
Yeah, but they don't want to get on the ship.
No, I know that, but I'm just wondering, it's like, you know, there it is. How can it drift off the ship? Or I don't know. We'll talk about this throughout the hour. Also, I want to check in with what happened yesterday and the president's acquittal discussion. But first, I see our buddy Thomas and Theodore wants to talk about a thing I mentioned a couple times earlier this week and some this morning, as Governor Ivey in the State of the State address. And I think it's made a couple news stories this morning while it's back in the cycle. But we were paying attention to it on Tuesday, the State of the State address from Governor Ivey. And she has decided now to impanel, I think that's the verb, impanel a commission to study the effects of, or the benefits or whatever, of lottery, right? Like I said on Tuesday evening, and I've continued to say all week, this is putting the lottery discussion on ice. I mean, that is exactly what's happened here. You have a committee to look into it. I would argue, number one, are you surprised, Governor Ivey, that lottery would come back up? So this should have been done. You should have been working on that during the summer, right? Number two, there's a lot of information about lotteries out there. There are these other states, see, that do the lottery that you could see how it worked for them. But the governor says, yeah, what is, quote, she was going to, let's see, form a study group on gaming and lottery in Alabama. Now, I would say that maybe to look into the compact offered by the Porch Panda Creek Indians, some of that could go on, but that could have been impaneled earlier on as well.
Yeah.
And so before they even get to discussing the lotto, and remember last year what derailed lottery is where the money went. There were two Republican bills supporting lottery in the House and the Senate. The Republicans are behind it. Democrats are behind it. But maybe some want some political cover here.
Now, I think it's also important to look at who is on that gaming commission.
Yes.
Whenever they announce who, you know.
She said she was vetting them. She was already vetting the members.
Because if anything, it should be at least split with representatives that are pro and anti gaming, wouldn't you think? Or will it even have to be representatives? Will they just have experts? Or
I don't know. some accountants. Thomas is in Theodore, wants to talk about this. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, good morning, Skipper. I think what they're going to study is the impact gambling has on society. I believe that's how you worded it.
Because there's been no studies done on that.
No. 45, I believe, last count, 45 states. I remember a study Bob Riley had on the school bus seatbelts, and he had a three-year study. And I forgot. He was back riding chickens by the time his study was over. And I never heard the results of it. But why can't you go ahead and get a vote so that we can vote on a lottery while they're doing this study? I don't think it should be totally shut down. It sounds like she doesn't want to spend lottery money on prisons, to me.
Now, you don't think she's a fan of Sean Sullivan's Alabama prison lottery idea? I've been pushing for 2 years now.
I am big. I made signs even for it.
Thank you.
I'm ready for you to have the kickoff. And you were talking about rock and roll. I believe you probably listened to Wolfman Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfman Jack tonight. We're gonna go with the Everly Brothers.
Wolfman Jack and
I can't even talk now.
There we go, Thomas. Well, I did not think Wolfman Jack and the Everly Brothers would make it onto the show today, so I would have lost that bet. Okay, and Thomas, thank you. When you impanel a group to study, there are some legitimate times. Okay, looking at elected government officials, there are legitimate times to impanel studies. You know, if you're an elected official and something comes up that needs an engineer's opinion, the scientist's opinion, I think it's okay to bring in experts. But there, and so part of the time, I believe the elected officials are doing the correct thing. Part of the time, it's CYA. Mm-hmm. It is political cover. That if you want to have your cake and eat it too, you have a study done. We're looking into it, and then if you don't want to take a vote, you have the study come back and render the opinion to be whatever it is, and then you go, well, you know, I would have liked to have done this, but this study group over here has told me something different. You know, if we're talking about the coronavirus, something novel, then you have something to discuss. You're talking about lottery, now agreed. The compact offered by the Porch Bandit Creek Indians, although it's been out there, we've been talking about this. I had Robert McGee on the show back in November from mm-hmm. the Porch Bandit Creek Indians talking about it. Okay, so it's been out there. But if you're just talking about the lottery and the questions around the lottery, don't tell me, and they pushed bills last year on it, don't tell me that nobody has any idea about what how this looks. They put together bills and pushed it. This is going to be some way for, number one, to put the lottery discussion on ice. And remember, so you understand what we're talking about here. It's not like there's going to be a bill passed through the legislature that will start a lottery. It will be a bill that will build out framework, but it will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot for the people of Alabama to vote whether or not to amend the Constitution to allow a lottery. And at that point, then you kick in the lottery. So it's a CA there. I argue that we should be the different state and just legalize lotteries and let private businesses move in and pay their fee to the state for a license, and also pay a percentage of the earnings each year. The state still gets the revenue without being in the lottery business, but just like my prison lottery idea, nobody's listening.
So you think this the commission is all political? The timing of it, you had the state of the state, and then session, I guess they started it the same day, and waiting until now to start the commission when they could have had this maybe last year's session or any of the last couple decades that we've been talking about lottery in Alabama.
Yeah, well, yes, somebody says on the text line here she's putting it on the next governor to deal with.
That's a good point. I wonder the importance of things if they were placed in her State of the State address on purpose, because, you know, she started off, of course.
Yeah, everything's on purpose.
You do prisons first, uh-huh. And then after that she talked a bit about employment in Alabama, pay raises for teachers and education. She kind of stuck the lottery talk there at the very, very end of the 45-minute speech.
Right, when most people were asleep.
Right.
All right, let's go to Damon in Mobile first up. Hey, Damon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
No,
I don't know if either of you guys or both of you have been up there in Montgomery when they're actually in session.
Oh, yeah.
But whenever they kick something out to a committee, you see the lobbyists in the hallway writing down the times that the committees meet.
Mm-hmm.
So and they're hanging around the hallways. So the committee times and when they're held and what days, that's what all those lobbyists are up there basically for, to find out, and that's how they get in there and they get their hooks into these people. And so this whole thing is just allow lobbyists to be able to get Montgomery and control what what kind of legislation we come up with.
You know, David, the funny thing is, talking to those folks, and by the way, yeah, I do take the show up there, and maybe as early as next week we'll do Midday Mobile Live from Montgomery. I just got to see the schedule for next week. But what I saw last year, and I told members of the legislature that talked to me, I said, y'all are missing the boat. I mean, y'all are fighting over how much money goes to ETF or how much money could go into the general fund and those questions. I said, the majority of y'all's voters, I wouldn't say this audience is pretty engaged, but the majority of voters, they just want a lottery. I think if you pull, they don't care where the money goes. They want to play the lottery.
Yeah. I've been up there and I've seen it, and I'm like, who are all these people walking around that are well-dressed with these briefcases in the hallways?
Good-looking people. They're always good-looking.
Writing down the times of these committee meetings and scurrying around the hallways, making sure they show up for these work group and committee meetings and lobbyists.
Yep, that's for sure. Damon, I appreciate your call. And I've said this time and time again, the lobbyists don't bother me. There's your hot take. The lobbyists, I understand lobbyists. Lobbyists are doing what they're supposed to do. Their intentions are open and clear. It's like the free market. The intentions are open and clear. The lobbyist has a group of people they represent. They want something. My question's always been with the legislators. Lobbyists have no power if the legislators don't let them have power. You know, there could be 50 lobbyists to every legislator, and if they don't listen to them, they just do their thing, then it doesn't much matter. All right, coming right back to the phones, 343-0106. Officially downtown Boom Boom tonight, 6:30, County Cavaliers. Check the whole Mardi Gras parade schedule out on our website, fmtalk1065.com. While you're there, just click the link for the Moon Pie Minute. You'll get the story of Mardi Gras as told by our own Rennie Brabner. You can binge listen to all the past episodes, get yourself up to date, and of course, Moon Pie Minute every day now through Ash Wednesday here at FM Talk 1065. All right, this segment of the show brought to you by The Maids. They're referred for a reason, and I have so many reasons to refer them to you. Number one is the time back in our schedule. I would say having a clean house and having the time back in the schedule are probably the seesaw is even for me. Maybe for the missus, it's more for that great clean house. But you get both with The Maids. And right now, they'll come by your place and give you a free estimate. Just give them a call, 344-6626. 344-6626. Shelby, who's the team leader of our group, she and the crew stopped by. And I mean, from baseboards to ceiling fans and everything in between, I mean, wiping down the knickknacks and curios and shelves and everything in the house is straight, is clean, smells fresh because they use those HEPA filter vacuums. Get 99% of all allergens, pet dander, bacteria, pollen, all that stuff. It's gone. House smells clean, looks great, and you get that time back in your schedule. What do you spend it? 2-3 hours in a week cleaning your house. How about what you could do with that? Whether working, making more money, spending more time with the family, enjoying hobbies, whatever it is, check out The Maids and let them give you that free estimate right now. Give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time. Call 344-6626. It's 344-6626 for The Maids. All right, to the phones, and Joel in Mobile, first up, wants to talk some lottery. Hey, Joel.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Morning.
I don't trust KIV. Just for the simple fact with the toll, the whole toll thing went down, and I just don't trust the way they're doing things up there. I think she's just too much old school, so to say. I just think that we're not going to have a lottery or any more gambling to this state unless we get a governor that's going to push for it. Bottom line, they're just going to pacify us and say they're going to get a committee. Like you said, you mean to tell me that nobody else has already done a little
right
background check-in on this lottery or nothing? I just find it dumbfounding and amazing that that hadn't been done yet. And y'all have a great day. Love listening to you.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's a good way to buy yourself time, but I just want to point out that I don't believe the idea that, now there's this thing we got to... Y'all, they debated this to the nth degree in last year. It made it through the Senate, and it was in committee in the House.
Mm-hmm.
It was derailed because they couldn't get on the same page for where the money went from the ETF how much would go the trust fund, education trust fund, how much would go general fund. And the other part of this equation is it's the power of the lobby of the Portage Bandit Creek Indians who are offering this compact. Now, I will say I would give deference and an excuse to say if we really need to look into the compact. Okay. But just a straight-up lottery issue, what the Portage Creeks did not want to see happen is electronic lotto. Okay, because if the state had electronic lotto, that would let the legacy dog tracks have this electronic lotto. Mm. You know, the whole thing is laughable. I mean, it's like a Jonathan Swift satire. This idea that, well, we're not really gambling because it's just electronic bingo, or it's just
it's a slot machine.
Yes, the people want to gamble. And I would say, and I'm not a gambler. You know, people often say, oh, you're pushing this because I'm not a gambler. And I'm also somebody who, you know, if you try to pretend there are no societal ills from gambling, you're lying. But right now, the people that want to gamble are going to gamble, and those societal ills are coming back to Alabama. Now, would it be at a higher rate if there was a casino everywhere? Sure it would be. But does that mean the right of the people to not, you know, people don't get a right to vote on it? Come on.
The thing I don't understand is if a majority of Alabamians at least want the right to vote on a lottery, unless she's running for re-election, I don't see, and there are a lot of politicians that, of course, are going to be running for re-elections that need to think about what their vote on this would be, but the governor, unless she's running for re-election, I don't see what she has to lose by pushing through a vote and making sure that the people get to vote, because, you know, if she's going to retire after this term, what does she have to lose?
Or maybe she's doing something to give political cover for other people in the legislature. Just an idea. Guy is on the Bayway and up next. Hey, Guy.
Good morning. I really enjoy these tongue-in-cheek shows that you've got when you pretend you don't understand how the legislature works. You can't let the people vote, because if the people vote, then the politicians that got elected and rely on the Florida donations and the Mississippi donations, you know, it kind of ruins their life. Getting elected to office in Alabama has always been great. You can come in with not a lot of money, you stay there 4 to 8 years, and you retire a multimillionaire.
Not all of them, but the ones that are smart, maybe.
Well, the ones that understand the system. Yeah, unfortunately, some of them don't understand how it works. But letting the people vote, it just destroys your donations and getting elected to, after you're out of office, there's a constant job where they'll hire you to go back in and, you know, propose that Alabama not have the lottery, and you're paid by Florida and Mississippi again.
You know, what's interesting is it came up this week that, you know, so the Portage Creeks have this push for this compact for the state. And there's a, what's it called? I think it's Portage Creek Accountability Now or something like that. There's a PAC group that's formed to oppose them, right? So
right. They're
out there. And I'm pretty sure if we go through this year, you're going to hear advertising from both groups here on this radio station. And I think it was Gerald Dial, former Rep. Gerald Dial, that's running this. And he was at a presser, I think, Tuesday or maybe Wednesday in Montgomery. And he didn't have to disclose who gave the money to it, because it's one of those dark packs, right? The secret packs, just like the one that paid Rebecca Mason during the Bentley years. You don't know who's in it. But he did admit, he was forced or cornered somehow in the interview, that the majority of the donations to fund that pack come from out of state.
Yeah, it's the worst thing that could happen to the Portage Creek Indians that the state of Alabama have a lottery. That eliminates their exclusive hold, which they're due on having gambling on their land.
Well, you know, Guy, I think when I talked to Robert McGee the last time with the Portage Bandit Creek Indians, he said, listen, basically, if they get the compact, then they're not going to oppose the lottery. So, and I imagine he wouldn't. If they get the compact, because they'll have Class 3 gaming and all these, you know, new facilities, they'll like, fine, the state can have lottery. We don't care.
Anyway, good talking to you.
Thanks,
again.
Man.
Really, really enjoy these tongue-in-cheek conversations.
What? Me? Me?
I know you know how this state works, and it's fun to listen to you bring people into it.
All right.
Good talking.
Thanks,
to you.
Guy.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it. 8:29, I tell you what, we'll hold calls till we get back from the news break here, but we'll talk more about this coming up in just a little bit. Also, I'm pretty excited now because the Mardi Gras tree has been lit.
So yes.
The universe's largest Mardi Gras tree.
I'm glad,
Until somebody proves us wrong, I think I can keep saying that.
Yeah, I'm glad the weather played nice last night and allowed them to get out and do that. Sounds like it was a good time. And you had a really nice conversation with Steve Joint from the Mobile Mask, talking about not only the Mardi Gras tree, how it came into existence, but also what we can look forward to this entire Mardi Gras season. And I want to remind people, if they want to hear that podcast or the other 40 hours a week of live local content, you can go to fmtalk1065.com or subscribe on just about any podcast site.
Yep, so they'll be delivered right there to your smartphone, or yeah, if you got to do it a la carte, you go to the website. It's organized pretty darn well, and we appreciate when y'all listen to one of those podcasts on one of those services. If you're iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you go, leave us a comment there, give us whatever emojis you can, like if it's thumbs up or stars, right? Give us five or however many the max is. That means a lot to us.
None of the bad emojis.
No,
just the good emojis.
Which, by the way, my shower thought this morning, starting like a teen angst rock and roll band, and called the band Emoticon. What do you think? I'm just working through that idea right now. All right, news is next.
836 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Coming back to the phone lines in just a second. Right now it's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Dalton, Sean, y'all having a great Friday morning, I hope, buddy.
Oh, man, the best of Friday mornings, and it gets even better because Mardi Gras kicks off in Mobile tonight, and Mardi Gras trucks available at McConnell Automotive again. Tell us about these, Mitch.
Well, one of the things, you know, we love Mobile, and a lot of people don't realize Mardi Gras originated here, and my brothers and I's dad, he was real involved in Mardi Gras way back when. We used to be the GMC or the provider with the GMCs, and we are again, man. And what it means for customers is not only to get to see cool trucks riding around downtown, but big savings. So, man, come check out these parades. If you see a truck you like, and I'm talking about, Dalton, instead of like $8,000 or $9,000 off, $12,000, maybe even $13,000 off these trucks, and we also have 0%. So the Mardi Gras trucks are, man, they're going to be the best deal going anywhere on the Gulf Coast.
Man, that is awesome. And maybe for those people who are sitting at the barricades waiting for a parade to start, they can check you out online also.
Yeah, the website, McConnellAutomotive.com. You know, we just, you know, we're not the only straight shooting car dealership out there, but we're one of them. And it's just, I think people love our website. They love how they get treated, and we just specialize in making things easy. So go to McConnellAutomotive.com, check out the Mardi Gras trucks, or come see a parade and see them, and we hope people take advantage because they're going to save money that they can't at any other dealership in the country for these trucks.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. That's McConnell Automotive, Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Right, 838. Let me, for 1 second here before we go to the phones, celebrate technology with FM Talk 106.5.
Okay.
So get a text here from Monty, okay? Bonnie says, so he's using the text line, right, to be part of the show at 343-0106, and texts in, Meemaw Ivy is full of crap, just like my brother-in-law saying I'd see plenty of deer on this fire break this morning. Kudos to TuneIn for allowing me to listen to you guys every day. So Bonnie is on the fire break. I don't know, did they plant the fire break? On my fire breaks, I like to have clover, I mean, because it's good to, you know, keep the fire from jumping the fire break, and the deer like it. I don't know what's on your fire break there, Monty, but he said, so he's using TuneIn Radio, I'm sure with headphones there, to listen to the show,
mm-hmm.
but he's sitting there getting a deer hunt at the same time.
Wow.
And text in using the text app here at the station.
Now, that's cool. And I used TuneIn last night, and you don't need headphones necessarily, because I was sitting in the living room.
No, but he's on a deer stand.
Right,
you're in the
right.
living room.
Well, I'm taking care of the kid. And a lot of people, you know, if they don't have an FM radio in their house, they do like I do, and they ask Alexa or Siri mm-hmm. or whoever you may have inside your house with you at all times. Just
yes.
say, listen to FM Talk 106.5 on TuneIn Radio, and boom, there you go. So I listened to the debate last night.
So, and that's, and speaking of which, too, so yeah, that was one of the events last night on FM Talk 106.5 you could have listened to, the AL1 Democrat debate. Great work and good job to the candidates and the host, Robert Kennedy Jr., along with Peter Albrecht from News 5. I thought they did a great job. But yeah, Monty, very cool thing. And speaking of, just side note, programming note for tomorrow morning's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoor Show, the show that Mike Warden and I host, we are shifting gears because this is the last few days of deer season. We're already talking about turkeys, and Director of Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries, Chuck Sykes, joins us tomorrow morning to talk about that in depth, a full-hour discussion on what's happening with population turkeys in the state. So that's
awesome.
That's coming up. All right. Back to the politics, right? Back to the politics of going on here. Let's go to David in Mobile wants to talk about the lotto.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Dalton. Dalton, next year maybe the McConnells could figure out a way to where you can buy their trucks right there at the parade.
Yeah, not a bad idea. I'll pass that by Mitch and the crew.
So, anyway, this study group announced by the governor at the State of the State on Tuesday night, I think is an attempt by her to get everybody together and say, all right, y'all figure out everything surrounding this gambling issue. Lotteries, compact, and what the Indians isn't proposing isn't just a compact. It's a compact plus a constitutional amendment to give them exclusive gaming rights on two non-federal sites.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all figure it all out, including where y'all want the money to go. And once y'all figure all that out, I'll pick up the mantle and lead the charge on
gambling.
But
that's what the legislature. But that's
so many.
That's what the legislature is supposed to do anyway. Whether the governor calls for a impaneled group or not, she's the executive branch. She could veto something, but that's what the legislature does. That's their job.
Exactly. I think that she's trying to follow the model that she did with the prison and criminal justice reform, getting that study group together, and they got a bunch of proposals together, and now they have a much more comprehensive proposal and ideas ready to go for this session versus what they had last session. So I think that's what she's trying to do, and that's what Representative Chip Brown told me after the State of the State on Tuesday night when I interviewed him, was that's what he thinks she's trying to do. She's trying to get all the particulars and details worked out before we pick up the gambling flag and run with it.
All right, well, we'll appreciate that update. Well, actually, I think he's maybe Tuesday. Representative Brown's going to be on with us. Thanks for the call. By the way, too, you see another super bomb listening to us on TuneIn in the deer stand as well. By the way, I'm so happy we did this all that decade plus ago. I imagine we'll be the only radio station in the country that has people check it in for the deer stand.
Yeah.
Listening to local talk radio makes me happy. Me happy. Just like all the things that we do that are kind of just maybe somewhere else, some other state, somewhere they go that they do that stuff, but it works for us.
I'm gonna have to add that to our accolades. You know, most hunters listening
from the
deer stand.
Believe me, if I could be doing this show, if I could have a studio, one of those very expensive shooting blinds that are soundproof completely, then I could put a studio in there. But I don't have one of those, so I got to come here to the studio. All right, back to the phones, and Paul is in Mobile. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Sean. I've been, I didn't want to call during hearing all those lies about the economy and health care, because I fear that, you as a sometimes Trumper would, have your head on a pike.
So when was this? During the president's speech yesterday or what?
During his State of the Union speech.
Oh, okay. You said that he lied.
Lies, but I kind of hold back because I do fear that your head's on the pike as a sometime Trumper. But I must call about that.
You know I fear no one, right, on either side. I've been, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but, your head on a pike, that's very frightful.
Yeah, it's got to be a heavy pike because I got a big Barney Rubble head.
At the prayer thing, my mother passed away almost 2 years ago, a great, lovely mom, always characterized herself as part of the religious left.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump attacked two instances that my mother does. So, he attacked Romney for making decisions based on his religion.
Do you buy that?
Exactly.
Do you
what
buy,
my mom
wait
did.
A second. Do you buy that? Romney yeah. didn't make that decision. It's, why? Why did he make that?
No, I'm saying this is what my mom did.
But what did Romney do?
My mom did. And the other thing was praying for your enemies. My mom did.
Sure. You're
so those are
that.
Two principles on the that my mom followed that he poo-pooed.
But what is the first one? Let me go back to the Romney thing, because what people are saying is it was disingenuous. The idea that Romney speaks for every LDS person or any other LDS person that calls in a show speaks for Romney, I think that's silly. It's like when people go, I'm representing white folks or something. I'm like, shut up. You represent yourself. The Romney thing, what part of his faith made him vote? Because remember, he voted to remove the president on one, but to acquit on the other. Where was that in his political, his religious core? Where did that come from?
So you're counting the thing, but I'm just saying the concept is what my mother does.
Well, and praying for your enemies, I was taught the same thing as you, Paul. I mean, I was taught the same thing. Now, I'll be honest that maybe I didn't pray as hard as I did for my family members, but you're supposed to pray for your enemies, yes.
Yes.
That's true.
But, talking about the insincerity of Nancy Pelosi or Romney, this is the whole point.
Do you think
that you don't understand the things? If you want to, everybody's whether they believe it, you can attack it.
Do you think Pelosi's sincere?
Yes, because I've heard my mom sincere, and I believe Romney's sincere.
Enough said. All right, Paul. In deference to your mom, I think your mom was sincere, but I don't think the old tool of they're just like my mom. No, I think with due respect to your late mother, I don't know that those in Washington do things for the same reasons. Believe me, how many people in Alabama politics cloak themselves in religion? Paul Feinbaum says something the other day about Tuberville.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tommy Tuberville, who am I to judge? I mean, Tommy Tuberville, I don't know what's in his heart, but Paul Feinbaum just said this man cloaked in, that's espousing that God has sent President Trump and all this stuff. And Paul Feinbaum said is that doesn't seem like the Tuberville I used to hang out with. That's it. That's all. So maybe, but people change.
It's part of the recipe in politics. And I believe that most voters who are religious are sincere about their religion. I do not think that all politicians are sincere about their religion. They're tugging at the heartstrings a lot of the time.
Yep, but you don't know which ones are. I don't know. All right, back to the phones. Robert is in Mobile. Hey, Robert.
How you doing, Sean?
Doing good.
I just wanted to make a comment about you said that President Trump, he gave Congressman Bradley Boone, credit for being supportive of him
mm-hmm.
during impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mention nothing about General Sessions. But General Sessions, he's been very supportive of him too, Sean.
Absolutely. If you listen to the conversations, I'm the guy in conservative media that has said that when nobody else wanted to, when everybody abandoned Jeff Sessions. I'm the person going, wait a second, there would be no, the campaign that President Trump won with, the planks of that platform were laid out by none other than Jeff Sessions. I mean, that Main Street populism is Jeff Sessions.
The first one that backed him.
I agree. Robert, you and I are on the same page. But I'm just telling you what happened yesterday, that...
Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. But Sean, I think, if you think back, it goes back to when John Sessions recused himself.
I think
he did the right thing.
I do, too.
He's been a public servant for a long time. I remember he was Attorney General in Mobile,
mm-hmm.
Then went on to the Senate and stuff. He did the right thing. But Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, he had a beef against John Sessions. He made a statement one time. Jared Kushner said, he talked like he got a mouth full of marbles.
Mm-hmm. Making fun of us from the South. Yeah, I know. Listen, is that the last frontier that's okay to make fun of us from the South? Because they're all, New Yorkers and they know much more than us.
Oh, yeah. I was in the service. I'm a damn veteran.
Thank you.
People here just don't know how. Not all of the Northerners, but some of them, they look down on, people in the South.
Yep.
Not all, but some do,
The ignorant ones do.
Oh, yeah, the ignorant ones. But I tell you what, Sean, I consider myself an independent, and I'm going to go with John Sessions. I like the way he conducted himself. I mean, the way he was intimidated by those people, but he held himself as a gentleman. And I'm going to vote for the gentleman.
There you go. Robert, I got to tell you, there's a lot of folks that agree with you as Jeff Sessions is leading in the polls. It's going to, you're not alone, for sure.
I'd say that shout out to Byrne by Trump yesterday hurts Tuberville more than anyone in this race.
Yeah, I do too. And it wasn't an endorsement. I know that because people are trying, but it was as close to walking the line of an endorsement because... I mean, this is a Republican primary. Do you want a president endorsing? Remember what happened last time? All right, coming right back. Right, 854 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Mike Gallagher Show on the way. We'll be back at noon today for Midday Mobile. Looking through this, Dalton and I are sitting here. So looking through the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Multiple folks checking in from the deer stand this morning, right, Ed? Listening to the station on the TuneIn Radio app and interacting with us on the text line at 343-0106. So first of all, the technology thing that makes all these things possible makes me smile. Second of all, and thank you, the picture. I mean, getting pictures, people in the stands sending pictures, texting those pictures in to the text line. Also, not everybody is in the deer stand. Don says he's at Dolphin Island fishing whiting, what we call ground mullet. So he's which, by the way, coming out of good cold water this time of year, fried ground mullet. Oh my gosh, I love that. That's like, give me a bunch of French fries and some ketchup and that, and go to town. So I'm jealous of you there as well. But let me take a second here. This is like a programming thing. Let me point out to anybody who has been on the fence as an advertiser to get on board, you know, at FM Talk 106.5. Our people take the radio station to the deer stand, to the beach, and listen and interact with us while they're doing their hobbies. So amazing. Not just on their way to work, when they're doing that. And I appreciate that, y'all. It means a lot. You know, now in our 10th year, going to 11 here, it's been a long decade of building this thing, but it's been satisfying the whole way. And stuff like this, mornings like this, just little tidbits of information from y'all's lives mean a lot to me. So thank you. Thanks for sending that in. And yes, I am jealous. I'd like to be.
I was going
to
say, and very cool pictures. We love pictures on the text line, 343-0106.
All right, tonight, so down at the Boom Boom, Condi Cavaliers get started this evening with the downtown Mardi Gras season. Of course, you heard Rennie Bramner with the Moon Pie Minute talking about that, and you can check out the past episodes of the Moon Pie Minute on our website. You can also, while you're there, take part in our online opinion poll question. You can also check out top news stories of the day, just like the world's largest, right? You know this headline, Dalton?
It's kind of small. Not the tree, but the headline.
The world's largest Mardi Gras tree lighting in downtown Mobile. Talking about what happened yesterday, and of course we discussed that with Steve Joint from the Mobile Mask on the Midday Show yesterday. What I've been saying is until somebody proves me wrong, that's the universe's largest Mardi Gras tree that was lit. And I would say good for the city, good for the Guinness World Book of Records. Mm-hmm. How many times has the city tried that stupid elf ear thing, elf-a-palooza thing, where I get the most number of people? Who wants to be in the Guinness World Book of Records for the most number of people that put elf ears on? It just seems like so random of a thing. Now, largest Mardi Gras tree, now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
You might even get like a whole half a page or a whole page maybe. And do they still sell the book? When I was a kid, man, at Book Fair, we got the Guinness World Book of Records book. That was like
every
a big deal.
Single year. I was right there with you. And posters.
Yes.
We had lots of posters there.
So that's how you, by the way, kids, don't do like us because we ended up in radio. You be smart and get real books and read them. Don't be like Sean. Don't be like Dalton and get Guinness World Book of Records and posters. I mean, Cheryl Teague or what was her name in the movie 10? Bo Derek posters.
We might have had different people on our posters.
Yeah, I don't think I got that at the book fair, though. I think I got it at Spencer's at the mall or something. I don't think we're allowed to get Bo Derek posters, but I had to put it on the back of my door because Mom never looked. She'd open the door to come in the room, never would look, and that's where Bo Derek, she was like on a Corvette, like laid on a Corvette.
Oh, here's a memories. Free idea. Anyone who, if we ever make it back to the moon, or maybe the next people to go to the International Space Station, take some Mardi Gras throws up there.
Brilliant idea.
Throw them into space.
Brilliant idea. Nicely done. All right, we'll be back at noon for Midday Mobile. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. Love y'all. Thanks.